Bang. Bang. Quickie.
All right. Thank you for listening to our Video Game Bang Quickies review of South Park, The Stick of Truth. And joining me on this special occasion, we have two of the big dogs, I like to call them, at nerdreactor.com. We have Chris Del Castillo.
How's it going, guys?
And the guy who's in charge, John Spartan.
What's up, everybody?
Thanks for joining me. This is like a podcast collabo because you guys have your own show on nerdreactor.com called the Nerd Reactor Podcast.
Yeah, pretty original, huh?
Yeah, creative name. Why don't you let everybody know what you guys talk about?
Well, pretty much on the Nerd Reactor Podcast, we cover all the bases for whatever we covered during the week on nerdreactor.com. And, you know, that ranges from video games, movies, comic books. So we got, like, our guys covering the different areas.
And the brand new store is open. Go check that out. If you go to the Nerd Reactor homepage, it's up there, like, in the top left corner. And go to the podcast tab and listen to both of our fantastic podcasts. But we have business to attend to today. And we received a copy of South Park, Stick of Truth, about a week ago. So we've all been playing this game, messaging each other back and forth. And finally, the embargo is up and we can talk about it. I know I've been wanting to talk about this. Have you guys had people bugging you?
Quite a bit of my friends wanting to know how the game was.
Not on my end. They don't want to hear anything from me because I'm the type of guy that would spoil things.
Yeah, see, that was hard for me. People wanted to know, and I was like, do you really want me to spoil it? Let's go ahead and just give our impressions. Let's run down the list. So let's start with the easy one. Let's talk about graphics. What did you guys think about the graphics on this game?
Go ahead, Chris.
You know, I actually quite enjoyed it. It does feel like you're watching an episode of South Park, so that was quite important. You had the customization for your created character, so you can have your own little character in the South Park world. So overall, it was pretty fun because it had the whole cartoonish feeling without really giving anything away.
What do you think, John?
I think the graphics amazing. I know it's like the you know, the original, the cartoon just looks like just, you know, just simple cartoon characters, but just the way that they're able to capture the look of South Park, I thought that was amazing. Right now, I still think, like, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm. You know what struck me is I was thinking when I was writing the review, which will be on Nerd Reactor the next day. Both John and I are doing a write up. I was thinking this can go either way. In one aspect, it's amazing graphics because you can't get more close to the actual video or the actual cartoon than they did in this game. Like, you think you're watching the episode, like Chris said. But on the other end, I mean, it's a pretty crude cartoon. It's not the most beautiful. So graphics are okay, but in this case, really, I'd have to give graphics an A+ because you can't do much better than getting exactly to the quality of the cartoon.
Yeah, that is true. It's just like the next step in like cell shading evolution, because you know how like when cell shading first came about, people were trying to like emulate that animation look. So mm-hmm. South Park's able to do it before like all the other animation out there.
And what was cool was talking about the animations, that the game would look just like the cartoon, and then every once in a while they'd throw like a little, you know, flash of some extra graphics, like with the I don't know if you guys went to the top of Cartman's Tower and you look at the skyline of South Park. Did you guys do that?
You get the whole city look.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I don't know, it gives you like some extra 3D animations, and then they throw in some cutscenes like the Princess Kenny stuff.
Oh, yeah, that whole little cutscene from the episode. Not to mention they throw in a lot of like nostalgic pieces from the cartoon series as well, like Butters that you get to see later on.
Yep. And go ahead, John.
Oh, that and just the intro they introduced with like another 2D animation. So it's kind of cool with the different styles they have.
So if you're looking for graphics that are next gen or something, well, it's not even a next gen title, but if you're looking for something spectacular, you're not going to get it. But if you want to be completely immersed in the South Park universe, it doesn't get much better than this game.
Well, let's not forget also the little 8-bit reference you'll find in the game, too, that people get to see and kind of like make you laugh about it.
That was really awesome. See, let's get into that. Let's get into gameplay and let's talk story. Let's go story first. What did you guys think of the story?
I could say disturbing in certain parts, but you would expect that from a series. The story tends to be a little weird, which something Trey Parker and Matt Stone tend to like to do. So nothing completely out of the box for me. They had a lot of fun with it because they weren't restricted by any censors. Well, of course, the game is getting censored in different countries. But overall, for us, the uncensored version was pretty well done and had so many crazy things going on at one time.
What do you think of the story, John?
Yeah, for me, I enjoyed the story. It's what you would expect from a South Park game. Just a lot of crazy, random stuff happening. While there's also kind of like a, I'm not even sure if there's a message in the game, because there's usually a message on the one of the, you know, every episode.
That's true.
And this one, it's, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the character, you know, just rising from, you know, going from the bottom and rising to the top.
Yeah, so basically, to kind of give them a summary, you start off as the new kid in town. There was a 13-minute launch video where you could kind of get the whole synopsis of where you begin. And there's some mystery surrounding the primary character. And as Chris said, full-blown character creation. You can choose your race, all sorts of stuff. Your clothes, armor actually changes, has an effect. Weapons change based on the modifications you put in them. So it's super in-depth for an RPG, but then you get into the storyline, and it's typical South Park. Kind of starts off low and then just goes bananas.
Except you also have a silent character, which is always hilarious to randomly have in these type of games nowadays.
Yeah, and they made fun of it.
Yeah, they made fun of it like every single time. They're like, so what do you think?
Yeah.
And your character says nothing.
Yeah, you basically – and actually, you know what? When they asked me my name, I think I pushed the wrong button and I didn't even enter a name and it didn't matter.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It didn't matter. It never once did it show up on any type. You know, I was always just – they referred to you as douchebag the entire time.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They give you an option of like whether you would like to keep the douchebag name. Either way, you will be the douchebag.
Yeah. that was good. But and Chris, you talked about the censorship. Did at any point do you think the game went too far for you?
Nah. In all honesty, it's everything I would expect Matt and Trey to do. If you watch South Park, the movie, Bigger, Better, Uncut, it fits in that exact world. So while there are some things that might make people go ew or ugh or cringe, it's kind of natural in the South Park world.
John, I want to stick with Chris for a minute. Do you think it deserves the M rating or should it have an AO rating?
I think an M rating's fine because there's like nothing super disturbing. Well, okay, I'll take that back.
I was going to say, we can go.
There's one scene I can kind of think of, but again, that was also in an episode of South Park, which I kind of don't want to spoil, but it depends on what.
Would it be a spoiler if you revealed that scene?
Well, it's not a spoiler because this stuff's out there. It's already been announced that the scenes that are getting cut in Europe focus around anal probing on a spaceship and some actual abortions that you, the character, perform. And actually, there's an abortion done on you as a kid. See, those are the things that... to me, warrant the AO rating. The stuff that it's getting banned. There's another scene a little later in the game, which I think you might have been talking about.
Let's just say Mr. Slave, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yes.
That was also an episode of South Park. So
yeah.
Really, it's nothing, again, nothing I'm used to. I guess this is kind of a spoiler, and I don't want to really give it away, but it you go in Mr. Slave's ass. Kind of like the whole episode they've done like twice.
Yeah,
and you know that is a little disturbing. And there's also the.
What do you mean? A little disturbing. That whole scene was really disturbing.
I think it was more discussing what you find up there.
Yeah. No, but it's again. This is also kind of what's been in an already episode of South Park.
Yeah, actually, that part was disgusting, but that wasn't really the part I said would deserve the AO rating. Really, there's a, you know, and all these when we're talking about these things, it's only going to sell the game. I don't think anybody's listening to this saying, "Oh no, I'm not going to go buy it." They're going to go, "Oh God, now I got to go buy it." But there's a scene, the one in the parents' bedroom.
Okay, yeah, that's the scene I was about to mention. That was the next scene I was about to mention, too.
And I think you could, if you, all the perverts listening, you probably can guess what you'd see your parents doing. And you could watch it for as long as you want. This kind of thing. That's like a full-blown like cartoon porn that doesn't end.
Yeah, that scene I thought was funny. Like, even though it was kind of disturbing, but it's just like, wow, when do you ever get a chance to have a battle scene and there's a sex scene in the background?
Yes. Hey, John, Low Bridge.
Yeah, Low Bridge. That's people listening. Oh.
You'll understand.
Yeah, you'll understand. What? You got to watch that scene.
You know, I realized we didn't do something before we started this.
What was that?
Give parents warning. This game does have explicit scenes and bad language.
It's very explicit scenes and very bad language. Yes, the game is vulgar. I think it deserves an AO, honestly. If I were, I wouldn't put it this way. I'm 25 years old. I wouldn't want my 17 or 18 year old self playing this game. Like, it would make me probably more screwed up than I already am. What do you think, John?
I would still play these type of games. I've watched like a lot of R-rated movies like when I was a kid. So it's like the part of you that just wants to like see more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about...
And I'm pretty sure Chris is in the same boat.
There was a particular boss battle in the abortion clinic.
Oh, yeah.
That was insane. That's part of the things. I don't know. So it just goes up to your personal taste. Like Chris said, parents, be warned. This is not GTA. I can understand maybe letting your kid play GTA. Maybe, you know. But
not even GTA.
Well, you know, GTA, if you had to compare these two, I'd say South Park kills GTA in the just pure disgustingness.
Yeah, if I had a kid, I'd rather have him play GTA than this, just because there are those scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to the actual control scheme and everything. So it's a turn-based RPG. If you've seen you can go watch on YouTube a little bit. I'd compare it to if you guys have played Mario and Luigi Dream World.
Dream Team?
Yeah, Dream Team. And there was actually a nice amount of platforming going on, more puzzles than I expected.
Yeah, that one I enjoyed. I'm not a fan of turn-based style gameplay. But for this one, it's very active, and it makes you feel like you're like a part of the game instead of just waiting your turn.
Yeah, pretty much. It has all those quick time events in battle, so you're always being active. When you activate a move, when you activate a special, even on defense, you're always playing the game.
Yeah, and I think for the moves are like entertaining to watch. Like, let's say if you're playing, for me at least, when I'm playing like the typical JRPG game, like some of the times I don't even care what they do. But in this one, some of the moves are really funny and it's always entertaining to watch.
Yeah. What class did you choose, Chris?
I was the fighter.
The fighter. Okay. And John?
I tried a bit of the Jew, but then I reverted back to the fighter.
Awesome. Did they play too much differently? There was the only difference, really, and I got some questions on this. This was probably the biggest question, is does the class really change the story, or how does it affect replayability? And I played the thief, and then I went back and played, I think I chose mage or something, and there was really no difference that I saw.
There's no difference other than your moves. That's it.
Just that one section of moves, too, right?
Yeah, your special skills.
Just your special abilities change. And I think that kind of hurts the game a little bit. I felt, if we have to get nitpicky on the game, I'd say my biggest complaint was the fact that the story didn't branch. Did you guys find yourself kind of like, as far as replayability, where do you guys see yourself on this game, John?
For the replayability, I think Chris and I, we talked about this a bit before. And like, there really isn't a desire to play it after you finish the game. But I think just the novelty of it being a South Park game, I'm going to let it slide with that.
So, yeah. What do you think, Chris?
Well, there's some things you can do. Like, there are certain parts where you could pick where if you wanted to play, be on Cartman's side, or if you wanted to be on the elf side. It gives you that option. So there is that one scenes where you can go back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's really, again, nothing much to do. Once you do all the side quests, once you get everything, all the unlockables, that's about it. And it does hurt the game because, you know, it's a South Park game and cool. The one problem I have is how long the game is. It's not that long of a game. I mean, it's not short. But I won't go back anytime soon and play it unless I want to go get all the achievements or trophies.
Did you complete the game 100%?
No, I'm still missing a couple of the achievements.
Okay. But did you collect all the chimp Pokemon and all that?
Yeah, I got all the chimp Pokemon. I got all the friends. I did all that stuff. And I'm not going to be playing this again anytime soon. And I'm kind of sad about that.
And how long did it take you to reach to complete all that?
About 13 hours.
13 hours, John?
Mine would be 13 hours.
Wow, that's pretty much a trifecta. I think it took me a little bit longer because there were some parts I got stuck on. And I'm going to bring that up as another gripe. Some of the fart tutorials. So basically in this game, magic equals farting. And
oh, yeah.
The fart tutorial in one of the bathrooms with Randy, I was stuck on that for literally probably 30 minutes. And I was playing with, I was playing with a controller. I unplugged the controller and went mouse and keyboard, and I passed it in the first try. Did you guys go mouse and keyboard this?
I mouse and keyboard it. Yeah,
same thing for me too. It was I'll have to agree with you with the farting stuff. Like the tutorial, it was kind of tricky. I was like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to like move this here and then left and right.
Yeah, yeah. See, and then if you fail it, did you guys fail any of them?
No,
or is this
it
just
took me?
Me
a while.
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Okay, so when you fail it, it's like not creative. They just rehash the scene over and over again, and they like you can barely like you can't skip it.
Yeah, you have to do it until and it. Let's see, for Randy's move, it took me like maybe 7 or 8 tries till I finally got it because it was like, what the heck am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Well, I liked that. Let's go ahead. Final thoughts. Go ahead and just summarize your feelings on the game and then your recommendation to people listening. We'll start with Chris.
Well, the game has, again, lots of humor, a lot of weirdness, but everything you could expect from a South Park game. Again, it is, I think, a bit short for what you're paying if you're paying $60. So it does hurt it in certain aspects for me. I love the nostalgia. There's a lot of music playing from previous episodes, a lot of jokes, a lot of characters that have been in the South Park series, which overall makes it like one gigantic movie that you're playing. So that's a fun part to me. I would probably say this is better as a renter than a buy at $60, but I think once it drops to about $30-$40, it's something worth picking up to me.
A to F rating, what would you give it?
I would give this B plus B overall.
Oh, nice. That's pretty good, though. What do you think, John?
For this, like for my background in South Park, I'm like a casual fan. I was like really into it back when it first started out. And then it kind of faded out after that. But then playing this game kind of like brings it all back together again. Like, wow, you know, I enjoyed South Park and you know, it gives you that nostalgic feeling. And the gameplay, you know, turn-based, it makes it fun. The story, I thought it was like, you know, it's fun playing the quiet character. Everybody makes fun of it. I love the jokes where they make fun of video game jokes. I want to talk about the audio logs. I don't know if you guys experienced the audio logs in the spaceship.
Yes.
Yep.
And if you know, like when you play other video games, there are always audio logs lying around everywhere, and they always make fun of this one. It's like, why is this here? Why is somebody making an audio log when you're about to die?
Yeah, that was a highlight.
Yeah, and I love like the jabs at video games, and I love it when like a video game does that, when it like doesn't take itself too seriously. And overall, yeah, it was a fun it was a one time play for me, but it was like a very fun experience.
Rating?
I would give this an A.
Oh, snap. Going with the A. So we got a B. I think my overall summary was I'm kind of in the boat of John where I used to be really into South Park, and then it kind of wore on me. Some of the vulgar stuff, I was like, yeah, okay, it's kind of getting repetitive. But this was like the perfect jump back in that actually makes me want to watch a couple more episodes and see where the series is going. I thought that the character was interesting, even though he was totally not interesting by being quiet. But you're just experiencing the world of South Park. And if you're a fan from any era, it's going to be hard for you to find a reference to an episode. Or it's hard for you not to find a reference to just about every single episode, whether you're looking into Cartman's closet and you see the Osimo, or if you're just in Stan's room and he has the Guitar Hero guitar, just little references like that made it for me. I have to join you guys, though. The thing hurting it is replayability and the shortness of the game. I did see in the title screen a section for downloadable content. Do you guys have any ideas on what that would be?
More anus and anal probing and all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so they're probably just going to add more missions, I guess, because the world is pretty complete.
Yeah, they can do quite a bit. They could also add more Al Gore down the line. I know you had fun with that, Corey.
I had a pain in the ass with that Al Gore.
But I imagine there can be a lot of things because, you know, we had Jesus there and he played some funny roles, but we didn't see Satan, which appears quite a bit in South Park. Oh, I imagine there might be something between the two down the line.
Good point. Yeah, there was no Satan. Actually, and other things that were missing, I took note, I couldn't find Towley in the game. Anybody see him?
No, Tally was just in the loading screens, just like they did the alien.
The nerd.
The transforming alien.
The nerd from the Warcraft episode. There was no really references to the Warcraft episode.
No, there was a reference to that with one of the items, the Sword of a Thousand Truths. That was, yep.
Oh, is that a weapon?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not a weapon. It's just the item you collect.
Oh, okay. I got to go back for that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to talk about the items. The items were pretty cool, like some of the random stuff that you collect throughout the journey.
Yeah,
the random trash and stuff.
Yeah, did you, I mean, it was all just pretty much for change to sell, but as you're going through, like, oh, some of the stuff I found in Cartman's mom's room.
Oh, yeah. the blow-up doll, the Antonio Banderas one.
Yes. And then, oh, man, all sorts of swords and weapons, and that was one of the things I was discussing too. Ranged weapons that are just used tampons. That was a little much.
Did you get the vibrator weapon?
Yes. Oh, yes. And unfortunately, I used it because it was a pretty damn good weapon.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty high up there. And I want to talk about that. Like, it's very similar to Saints Row in terms of like weapons and some of the things that the game offers. Like in Saints Row and in this game, there's like an 8-bit world. That's pretty cool, and I thought it's pretty cool how they just make fun of video games.
They
like
were
that.
Not afraid to do anything. Like Matt and Trey seems like they had full creative range to just do whatever they wanted. So constantly, times you're just like, what the hell is happening to me right now?
So, yeah, but here's my question for you guys. We know this game was held back quite a bit. Overall, how do you guys feel like the extra year and a half that it took them to bring it out, the changes from THQ to, Ubi bringing it out? How do you guys feel over that long time we waited? Do you feel it was worth it?
That's a good one. I would say yes, because I didn't hate the game. It's one of those kind of unsung hero things. If it would have came out and sucked, everyone would have been like, oh, this is bullshit. But I don't think anybody's going to say anything negative about it. I think the game is the game.
You're forgetting parents.
Parents? Yeah, okay, yeah.
You just said anything negative. There's going to be quite a bunch of negative stuff.
Fox News
game.
Is going to have a field day with this one for sure.
Just have to catch that one. But yeah, I don't know. I love how they actually. I know one of the reasons it took them a long time for this game was they had to build the world the way you play it, because in the series, we never actually see how you get to Cartman to Kenny's house or anything like that.
That was interesting, yes.
So that was a big amount of work for them to do, like where everything was, all the different locations and all that.
Pretty much everybody lives next to each other.
Yeah. And South Park is like a total of like 3 streets.
And let's not forget, Taco Bell apparently owns everything.
That was hilarious. Like towards the end, there's a scene where they talk about Taco Bell sauces. Well, I'd have to say for myself, I'd give the game, I'm going to be right there with Chris and give it about a B. But yeah, I'll give it a solid B. I'd lean more towards the minus side, but I'll give it a B just because I had a real good time with the game. Anything else?
I think that's it.
I think that's it. I think we did. I think we did a pretty good little collaboration right here with Nerd Reactor and Video Game Bang. Check out their podcast on nerdreactor.com podcast tab. Scroll all the way down past the Video Game Bang. I know it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard to resist that Video Game Bang logo, but you could go keep going down there. Listen to the Nerd Reactor podcast. It's one of my favorites. And while you're there, check out Video Game Bang. We're gonna have articles, a lot more stuff. Anything else you guys want to plug? Twitter.
John, you want to plug your Twitter? You know, Video Game Bang Twitter. Was it VG?
At Video Game Bang for us.
Yeah.
And then,
and Twitter, Instagram, you know, all that stuff. Facebook.
At Nerd Reactor. Hit us up. And if there's nothing else, as always, we'll see you guys on the internet.
I got one last thing to say.
Uh-oh. Nobody ever cuts me off, Chris. But
well,
I'll allow
too bad.
It.
See you guys. I'm going home.